matters right now. Boise State University hired Jeremiah Dickey to lead the school's athletic department late last year. Dickey came to Boise State after a leadership role at Baylor University in Texas. And Dickey spoke with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, who started the conversation by asking him about BSU's successful basketball season.
Well, let's talk hoops. We're about to enter the postseason, and this will be the easiest question I ask. Understanding you have a very specific lens that you look through, how deep into the tournament will the men's basketball team go this year?
That's a trap question, George.
It is. You know, it is.
I have a lot of faith in Leon and our student athletes are just tremendous and what they've had to endure and the challenges along the way from a health and safety standpoint. And just really proud of them and very, very appreciative of everyone who's, you know, from a health and wellness standpoint, who's put in the time, effort, and energy to create these opportunities for us to even have a Mountain West Conference tournament and then ultimately the NCAA tournament.
Well, speaking of the NCAA tournament, right about now, a lot of us would be getting pretty excited for March Madness to return to Boise, and the pandemic changed all that. It's not as if we automatically get the next opportunity. So my question
Correct.
Is, what's our chance of getting the tournament back in Boise sooner than later?
I think we have a great chance. And you know, from a bid standpoint, you know, I know we've hosted before. I know that it's been very successful. I know our staff and institution embrace it, and overall community support has been outstanding. A number of people have mentioned their memories from those games. So I'm excited.
Some pretty legendary games here, but that's a process.
Yeah, there's a bid process. We're going to always put our best foot forward and we're going to continue trying. I can't speak to the past when we've had it or missed it, other than I know that that's a great opportunity for us and one we're going to continue to work towards.
Let's talk about the Mountain West Conference. And I'll ask a question that I'm certain you have been asked personally and professionally a dozen times. Is the Mountain West Conference the best fit for Boise State football and basketball?
Right now, that's the conference that we're in, and we're very happy to be a part of the conference and for the opportunities it provides us. My job as the athletic director and being the new athletic director is to do my due diligence to always do what's in the best interest of this institution and our student athletes. That's a process that we'll continue to go through, but I've been very happy and appreciative of our commissioner and how the conference has embraced me. You know, I'm excited about what the future holds.
A veteran college football writer, Stuart Mandel, wrote in The Athletic just a few days ago. He posed the question, as more conference TV deals are set to be negotiated, who would you say are the top five schools most likely to make the leap? It was a hypothetical. His answer to his own question was number one, Cincinnati, number two in the country, Boise State. Does that surprise you that things like this are being written?
Not at all. I think that's a testament to our staff and this institution and what we stand for. You know, our brand is powerful, and that's something that we're going to continue to grow and utilize. But I also think there's some things that we can control here from a facility and budget standpoint and revenue generation. So I'm excited to do that.
What's the chance of Boise State being in the Mountain West Conference a year from now?
I think a great chance. I think right now, as you know, as everyone in the industry is reading the tea leaves, you know, I'm not sure what the future holds, but there's been talk of changes, you know, coming for quite a while, and our job is to be prepared if and when something were to happen, to always put us in the best possible position.
Along with a lot of people, I watched your announcement when Boise State announced you're taking this position. My biggest takeaway was how emotional that event was. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think I saw some happy tears there. Can you talk about how emotional this decision was for you?
Absolutely. And it's a great question. You know, that wasn't my intention when you get up there and you think about that moment for your whole career. You know, at 23 years old, I wrote down a goal of I wanted to be an athletic director at a Division I FBS institution, and then to make it. It was overwhelming in many ways, you know, to think back about all the people that impacted you along the way. You know, I think I said it then and I'll say it now. I'm not an outlier. I am a product and a testament to a lot of people who loved and cared about me, maybe, you know, more than I loved and cared about myself sometimes. And so it wasn't just me up there. It was my friends in college that, because of this industry that I don't talk to all that much, but they still reach out to me, that mean a lot to me, or my friends back home from El Paso, Texas. And it's a lot of one-sided conversations because I'm not able to see them as much because of the seasons and how this industry works. So when I'm up there, and I was thinking about all of them and the sacrifices they've made and the fact that a lot of people hadn't given up on me. And that meant a lot to me, meant the world. And on top of, you think about all the staff and the, your teammates, you know, nothing is an individual award in my mind. I represented every single person that I've ever worked with, good, bad, or indifferent. And so yeah, it was emotional. And you have your family there, you have your kids, you know, there are a lot of days they don't see dad. And so
how old are your kids?
I have three. The oldest is 7, Emerson. She's beautiful. And Elijah just turned 5. He cannot wait to get here, and he loves Andy, so he's pumped about football. And then Easton is 2.5, and he's a firecracker, and he's our challenging one, but he's a good kid and he loves sports, so they're excited to get here.
I'm certain you were told, and my guess is you have confirmed, that you could do a lot worse than bringing kids up here in the Treasure Valley. This is a very kid-friendly place.
I've heard that. And George, I mean, when I was doing my research and the process went very quickly, but every person I spoke to, Coach Pete was outstanding. Mark Coyle, what an amazing AD and someone I look up to. And I'm very fortunate for people like that. We're able to talk about that because that is a very important piece of this for my family. So yeah, I'm excited about having them here.
When you were a kid, what was your go-to sport?
I always loved football and basketball. Those were my two sports, and you know, not surprisingly, those were the sports that my dad loved. And my grandfather was the team doctor at UTEP. He was best friends with Don Haskins. So I grew up, you know, going to camps, being around the programs, and you know, at that point, I had no idea what went on behind the scenes. And so when you go through, you know, college and life and you're defining your direction, you know, I those memories very much played a part in the path that I chose. And I love athletics. I mean, there's nothing better in my mind. And the fact that we get to impact 300 plus student athletes and their experience and preparing them for life, that's powerful. That makes it even better. And that's our why. So it's that excites me.
My guess is you play catch with your kids all the time. When's the last time you played catch with your dad?
That's a good question. It's been about COVID year. So it's been over a year because of COVID. But because of the boys, I play catch with the boys a lot. Now it's been over a month because I haven't been home in about a month. But with my dad, it's probably been a year. You know, that was one of my favorite things. We would throw the football. We'd throw the football on the street. You know, that's the last time he was in Waco, that's what we did. So I appreciate that question because that brings back good memories. He's a good man.
He is Jeremiah Dickey, the new athletic director for Boise State University. Best of luck to you as we enter spring sports season. So best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
And that was our George Prentice talking with Boise State University Athletic Director Jeremiah Dickey. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you tuning in and being a part of our program. And in fact, we would love for you to be a bigger part of the program. We want to hear from you because, as you might know, Idaho is approaching the 1-year anniversary of the first confirmed COVID case in our state. Can you believe it? Well, how has your life changed in the past year? What keeps you up at night? But maybe what are you hopeful for? We want to hear your stories of the last year. So leave us a voicemail. You can do that by calling 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.